on holiday one summer. We were camping, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And had been to Italy and back into France.
Yeah.
And at the border, we'd had an awful lot of trouble finding the passport and the this and the that to move over from Italy to France. So I was rather disappointed at the mess we'd made of it. And as we travelled on into France, I spent the rest of that day tidying up the car. And I very carefully put into one folder the passports, the tickets, travellers' checks, and all our currency.
Yeah.
And it was all beautifully packed so that we wouldn't be caught in this position again of not being able to find anything. We eventually decided to stop in a town where we knew there was a campsite. And in the town, we stopped at a garage, really, to ask the way to the campsite. But while we were there, we thought, well, we'll get some petrol and ask the question at the same time.
Yeah.
The man put the petrol in the car, and with all efficiency, I took out the folder with the money in it and paid for the petrol. And then we went on our way. The campsite was about 2 or 3 miles away. And when we got to the campsite, we went into the office, and one of the things one usually carries as a camper is a little sort of card, a camping ticket, if you like. And
What's that for?
Well, one gets reduced rates for being the member of a camping club or something like that. And I went to get it from the folder, properly packed folder, and I could not find the folder.
Oh, God.
We had everything out of the car, all over the floor, on the grass, and each one of us was sure we had seen it somewhere since the garage. And we finally had to say to these people, we are very sorry, we have no money, no card, no nothing.
How much money was involved?
Well, all our holiday money, you know, some hundreds of pounds in traveller's cheques and some in currency, you see, a few pounds.
And passports.
And passports and tickets for the boat. So we said we'd go to the police station. So back we went to the town. We all went into the police station. And a very friendly policeman said, well, I can do nothing about it. Your best bet is to see the British consul in the city. Well, this was on a Saturday afternoon, and it was 5 o'clock. And he told us that we would be able to get into the consul on Monday morning when they opened, which didn't encourage us too much.
Quite.
Then it suddenly struck us that somebody must have taken this money at the garage. Back we went to the garage. And we thought that as we stood talking to the man, asking, where do you go to the campsite, someone else had obviously stolen our folder.
That was the last time you'd had it, obviously.
Yes, indeed, you see. That was the last time that we could all agree that we must have had it. John distracted the man's attention. And I went into the man's office and went all through his papers on his desk looking for it. It was a sort of green-coloured folder, which one should have found easily, and it wasn't there. And then we saw an old woman across the road, sitting on a window ledge, and I was sure she was sitting on our folder, because something green was sticking out underneath her. And we had to try and work out some way of moving her to see. And eventually we persuaded her by asking her to give us directions. And she stood up to speak to us. But it wasn't our folder at all. She was just sitting on a little green mat, obviously to keep herself clean. And we were feeling pretty desperate by now.
I bet you were, yeah.
So back we went to the campsite. And we were going to beg, please may we stay tonight and worry about it tomorrow, you see. And when we got back, they said, there's been a phone call. Would you go to this address? Someone has found your folder.
So how would anybody who'd found your folder phone the campsite?
Right, well, this is what we discovered. We were worried because someone might have found it and we might get our passports, but what about our money, you know?
Right, yeah.
So we went to the address and it was a little cycle repair shop kept by two brothers, and they told us that they had seen us driving up the road to the campsite. We had swung round a corner, and the folder had flown off the top of the car.
Gosh.
We'd obviously left it there, at the garage, and it had fallen at their feet.
Good heavens.
They saw the tent and camping stuff on top of the car. They saw which way we were going. They guessed we were going to the campsite. because it was just a country lane.
Mm.
And they telephoned. Weren't we lucky? And when we got there, they said, would we check that everything was there?
Mm-hmm.
And certainly everything was there, nothing gone. And we were so pleased. We'd only got one piece of French currency. It was one large value note, a number of pounds. And we knew that we had to live till Monday.
Yeah.
So we asked them if they would change this note for us. And the man sent a small boy to another shop to get change.
Yes.
And he came back with two equal value notes.
Yeah.
He'd split it in half, if you like. So we gave them half.
Yeah.
We went back to the campsite and put up our tent and installed ourselves. And then we went out and spent the other half on the celebration. And, of course, we had no money all day Sunday and had to spend the day eating bread.
But you felt rich because you got everything back.
Indeed, we were so relieved.
Terribly lucky, though. What a lucky story.